lived and worked in Marple now for over 30 years. I worked in the fire brigade in Marple for over 20, so as a result know the area extremely well. The River Goyt runs through a large part of Marple, but particularly through Brabbins Park has always been one of my favourite spots. Marple's been unfortunate in over the years. A number of its sort of historic jewels, if you like, have been destroyed. The Marple Hall was pulled down in the late 50s. Brabbins Hall, which was in Brabbins Park, was also pulled down. There seems to be a history of destruction of our sort of historic structures. The bridge was built in 1813. It's a cast iron bridge. We've learned since that it's unique in the northwest of England, if not the entire country. The way it was being neglected, it was in danger of one day just falling into the river and that'd be it. So we felt that, you know, somebody needed to do something to actually save the bridge. My involvement with the restoration of the Iron Bridge really goes right back to the beginning, because it was initially my idea with my friend Mark Whittaker of the Marple website. We were on the website together. We were looking for something we could sort of get our teeth into, really, and thought that trying to get the Iron Bridge restored was not only a good thing, but an essential thing, because it was quite an important structure in the history of Marple. We're very into the local history, as it were. So we made a conscious decision to start a campaign to actually try and get the bridge restored. Well, it's been a long process, the restoration of the bridge. We started in 1991 by approaching local councillors, because, of course, the council owned the bridge. Over a number of years, we formed a project group, which was the council, the Marple website and the Marple Local History Society. And we originally got a grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund, which wasn't to do any work on it. It was to actually inspect it, discover what was completely wrong with it, and then work towards coming up with a scheme for getting it back as it was. That went successfully, and in June 2007 we were awarded a full-blown lottery grant, 420,000 I think it was, to actually repair the bridge. We had to put in some as a community, and so we'd been raising money over this period towards our sort of community section, and Stockport themselves put some money in as well. We started running quiz nights at the Ring of Bells in Marple, which eventually raised nearly £4,000 I think it was. We did an auction of paintings by local Marple artists that they donated to the campaign, and made another £1,000 there. And Mark and myself did a sponsored walk from Marple's Iron Bridge to the Iron Bridge in Shropshire, and we raised another £3,500, I think it was, from there. But all the time, the community were giving donations, we had collections, and eventually I think we raised just short of £16,000 from the community towards us. When the Heritage Lottery people gave us our grant, they made a point of saying that the thing that had impressed them the very most about the whole campaign and about the whole package we put together, and it was a huge wadge of paper as well as everything else, was the very, very strong community involvement in the campaign. And it was actually that community involvement that won the grant that saved the bridge. So it people power does work. We're definitely River Goyt people, also to an extension the River Evero, which meets in Brabbins Park. The Goyt, of course, runs into Stockport, where it becomes the Mersey. I'm a Stockport lad, so I've always grown up with, you know, this Mersey connection. And at the time when I was a boy, you know, the Mersey beat, you felt a part of it. Yeah, I think people do feel a part of their own river, and a certain amount of pride in it. And anything is wrong, you get pollution, they're up in arms, they feel strongly about it. Of course, I've used it for lots of reasons. In the past, when I was in the fire brigade, we used to use it as a resource. You know, if we had a fire, we'd have to pump water out of it. I use it for walking mainly. There's certain spots that I like to go to, particularly along its stretch. Of course, the aqueduct is another fine place to be, which, of course, it spans the River Goyt. Just below the Iron Bridge, there's a beach. And when you stand on this beach, you get the flow, you see kingfishers there regularly. My dogs love to run and jump in the water there, it's quite shallow. And if you just turn to one side, you can see the Iron Bridge in all its glory. So yeah, I'd say that without a doubt is the best spot.